Hello and welcome to Blossom Buddies. Last week we dealt with a wedding. This week we deal with the rightings of the wrongs.
We I don't really know what that bullshit. Means.
I do writing, kind of know what that means.
But writing spelled W-R-I-T-I-N-G. Writing as in like scribing writing. The wrong. Yeah.
So
Blossom's excited to graduate. Six and Blossom are gonna date everyone. Like, did you take note of that at the very beginning of the episode? They were just like, we're seniors now, let's date everyone in the fucking school.
Did you notice that conversation? There was a lot to unpack about this opening scene. First of all, I thought the whole episode was going to be about the they lament over becoming seniors first. Then they want to systematically bang and
everyone, alphabetically.
Everyone below them alphabetically.
Six is like Albert Alfredson, get yourself ready, buddy.
You're out. then they start talking about the fact that they have an assignment from their English art, but it's just
the assignment. I didn't figure out what the actual assignment was till like halfway through the episode, but like the assignment is the teacher told them your assignment is express yourself.
Well, the reason why I got I want to unpack this opening scene, or we just did, is because they went through these three like ideas so fast that I thought that the whole Blossom plot, or B plot as I'm calling it from now on, was going to be about like that plot of Blossom and Six trying to figure out what they're going to do for this express yourself thing. But really, it's about like we're moving closer
Nick shaving.
Towards
a quarter of the episode is about Nick shaving.
Okay, so
it's the worst.
This is the most generic episode, but one thing that I did like is they stylized it and they used scenes. And, you know, I've talked about this on the podcast before. They use scenes we've never seen before.
Yeah, we got different.
We haven't seen
angles.
The bathroom in three
we've
seasons.
We've never seen Nick's bathroom.
Or Nick's bathroom.
Or the upstairs bathroom. I don't know if it's an ensuite or if it's just the upstairs bathroom, but we've never seen that room
before. That's true. I think it must be an ensuite because the other bathroom, like the main bathroom, is off the other side of the hallway because we've seen Joey do shit in there before. But anyway, we get a shot from the backyard. Blossom Six hanging out in the backyard on a bench. I'm pretty sure
that was the front yard. I thought it was the front yard, like beside the front porch, like that.
Oh, it possibly
bench on the front porch.
But also, we get a weird shot from inside the cupboard when later on.
Oh yeah, we get like a POV shot of like a peanut butter jar inside the cupboard. We're just like looking out of the cupboard at Carol organizing the pantry alphabetically.
So I wanted to ask you just off the top before we even talk about it. We just talked about, spoiler alert, last week's episode we recorded at the same on the same night as this one, and we hated last week. If you're coming off last week's right into this one, you're going to know we hated it. But before we get into the episode without talking about it, did you like last week's episode better or this episode better?
I mean, it's hard to say because I was already worn down from last week's episode by the time I started watching this one. I think I might have liked this one better because like Ted Wass was directing, so
he directed this
one. I was hoping for some good physical comedy, and this scene that we're talking about where Nick is trying to shave his sideburns was a little amusing. Like
he had
some good comedic timing. Like it wasn't as funny as his like season two episodes where he was like falling over Christmas trees and half burning the house down and stuff. It wasn't that funny, but it was still like it gave a bit of a change because there were different camera angles. There was one scene where like the camera was like on the kitchen table, so we saw like a nice low down up close shot of the kitchen table, and there was inside the pantry as you brought up, and also we'd never seen the bathroom before, so like it was more refreshing than last week's
Ted Wass was trying some stuff, especially with this.
He was
like
trying to keep the life in the show. He was trying
it was good for my point of view because I had to write significantly less because the scenes were very much, it wasn't like they didn't do that thing where they cut around to a whole bunch of scenes. It was just like one scene for a long time moved to the next scene. And this scene has
He was shaving his sideburns for literally like a quarter of the episode.
Nick shaving gimmick, and then Joey busts in looking for money. He wants his watch is broken, he needs a watch, he needs car keys. That was fun.
Nick gives him his watch and his car keys. Tony wants help building a crib.
Yep.
And Nick will do that, but he's like, I'm shaving. Like, fuck off. Your place. I'll come to you when I'm done shaving.
Nick's shaving because Carol wants him. Thought his sideburns were a little bit uneven. I wonder how she would feel about my sideburns. They connect here and here.
Well, they connect from the top of your head to the bottom of your chin. Your
exactly.
Chin.
I guess in 2027
when... like he's, I think he's, I feel like anyone who's got sideburns and who has trimmed sideburns is, he's trying too hard. Like, it wasn't believable that he was trying to even his sideburns out, because he never actually touched the razor to his face.
That's true.
Just like Carol, like his wife of my wife was like, you know, like your sideburns are uneven. Like your left is like a tiny bit longer than the right. It would take me 2 minutes to be in. I go like, okay, I need to shave like half a centimeter off
my Tony head. Does it though. Tony comes in and like does it immediately.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, what's up with Nick? Because Tony takes shaving cream off of Nick's face, puts it on his own, and just goes and boom, fixes his face.
And Blossom busts in.
Blossom busts in, talking to Nick about her assignment and about expressing herself. And then she expresses herself, is what I wrote down, but I don't remember what she said.
She doesn't really come to any conclusion until she talks to Carol, but she is laying it on thick to about Carol to Nick still. And it made sense that she laid in so thick at the top of the show because they end up becoming friends. Spoilers.
Yeah, that's kind of the theme of this episode. Blossom builds a relationship with Carol.
Yeah, this is when we go to the kitchen. Carol and Six are talking. So she asks about what she should do to express herself. Nick is basically like, you got to express yourself by doing what's like, you know, what you want to do. You can't ask me you should express yourself. You just have to express yourself. And that doesn't help her until she goes downstairs. Six is asking Carol the same thing. And they come to the conclusion that, you know, maybe you should just write.
Six is going to be a mime.
Six is going to be a mime, which fuck you. Fuck you, the writer of this episode.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, like they really phoned that one in. Like someone came up with one idea for Six to have a zany assignment. And no one challenged it. No one else was like, oh, I've got a better idea than that. Everyone was like, no, mime, good idea. Thanks, Don Rio. You're definitely happens. The one who came up with that idea, and no one's going to challenge the creator of the
when
show.
We find out what happens with Six, the teacher barely challenges it. Yeah.
Terrible.
So Blossom, she's like, I want to be a mime, and Blossom immediately calls her on that because she's the fastest talker in the West.
Yeah. I guess that was the joke. Like, Six talks so much, and Blossom's like, you're going to be a mime who doesn't talk. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but Carol does suggest that Blossom writes as her expression. Blossom goes up to her room, and she's talking to herself. She drop kicks a stuffed animal and suggests, maybe I should be the champion. Maybe that's my secret expression. And then she just starts writing in her journal, and the way that she phrases it is sort of like, I know I've already written in this today, but I'm writing here again. And then she starts writing. And then the next scene is they're back where we started, at the bench, to the side of the front door or in the backyard. Yeah. And Blossom got an A+.
Yeah, Blossom just wrote in her diary and handed that in, and she got an A+. Six was a mime and got a B+.
And
I feel is unfair. Like, I didn't see their presentations, but like, Blossom didn't try anything new, whereas like Six went out on a limb to do something different. And she got a full grade below Blossom. I mean, granted, they both got pretty good grades, like a B+.
Well, they did explain that. Grade. They did explain that, as I was going to bring up. The teacher says, I don't know if you're trying, because Six, like, talked through it. She's like, my teacher had never seen a talking mime before. She didn't know if I was doing a genius satire or if I was just like, you know, half-assing being a mime. Sure. So the teacher met herself in the middle and covered her own ass by giving me a B+.
That's fair. I agree with all of that.
So she didn't question it at all.
And then we got a scene where Carol is pouring some Jell-O into cups and explaining to Kennedy that OCD like you have shit. To put that all the Jell-O cups need the same amount of Jell-O in them. And then we get the classic sitcom trope where Nick comes in and he's all, who are you and what have you done with my daughter? Because Blossom's hugging Carol for helping her with her homework. There was a whole Scrubs episode about sitcom tropes. Scrubs is a better show. I wrote down a few lines down from here. Can we watch That 70s Show instead? That would have been a more entertaining rewatch. Because it's far, far, far funnier than Blossom. And what's his name? The guy who played Danny Masterson, the guy who played Hyde. He's a rapist.
He's a rapist and a Scientologist. And so is Laura Prepon or Prepon?
Prepon, I think. But this, so that's, that puts a damper on the show. But like, she's not funny. Like, I don't know. I didn't like her on the show. Everyone else on the show I liked. Everyone else was fucking hilarious on the show. I never liked Donna.
Yeah, Danny Masterson is funny, but he's a fucking sex pervert. Yeah. And a Scientologist.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. It's, I have a hard time like dealing with the Scientologist stuff. Like Fresh Prince, Will Smith is a Scientologist.
But he's not also a rapist, so it's fine.
That's true. That's true.
But when you are a rapist and the Scientology is added onto it,
it compounds upon itself. It
definitely compounds upon itself. And if you're like, if you're Tom Cruise and you're like the top Scientologist, that's a little bit yikes too.
It's a little bit much. Like, the, like Scientology is basically at this point based on Tom Cruise. They're just like, we need Tom Cruise to exist. Have you listened to or watched any of like Leah Remini's Scientology, like A&E show or podcast or anything?
A bit of her show. I didn't see Going Clear, but I did watch the Louis Theroux, his special. That was actually a movie.
It's just, it's fucking crazy how much like Scientology basically needs Tom Cruise. They're just like, they, I know, like, whatever, Elon Musk, nope, L. Ron Hubbard, it's like their god, the science fiction writer, and then there's the whatever, the Xanadu, that's not his name either, the space alien is also one of their gods, but basically, like Tom Cruise is the one they really worship. They're like,
Lord Xanadu,
like, let's do everything we can possibly do to make sure Tom Cruise is worshipped and held as the highest precipice of society,
the supreme meme.
I might be using the word precipice wrong. I'm not sure the meaning of that word.
Precipice is like the precipice is like the line between like two things, like you're on the edge. It's the same word as
pinnacle. Edge. Might be the word I'm looking to. I'm looking for
pinnacle is the top. So yeah,
Tom Cruise is the pinnacle of society according to Scientology.
The edge of a cliff would be a precipice.
I'm gonna watch some South Park later. The in the closet episode.
I'm trapped Tom, in the
come
closet.
Out of the closet.
Now I'm in the closet.
I'm not in the closet.
You know what show I would like to do a podcast about South that Park? I think would be hilarious? Well, South Park, yes, but Black Monday.
Yeah, I need to watch. I need to keep watching that. I'm like only halfway through season one. There's so two good. Or three seasons now. It's so good.
They're airing season three right now.
Who we got? We got Michael Ian Black. We got friggin'
Michael Ian Black is not on that show at all.
Is he not?
No,
I thought he was on the show.
No, the main guy, the guy from Book of Mormon, kind of looks like him.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. We got Paul Scheer, we got Don Cheadle,
Casey Wilson, Regina Hall,
yeah, it's fucking
from
good.
Scary Movie. She was the black girl in Scary Movie. As I learned this week, I was like, where the fuck do I know her from? So I looked her up.
Anyway, Carol doesn't want to see Time Cop.
You know what? Dump Carol. Like, they've been married for a week. Get rid of her. She doesn't want to see Time. Like, she wants to see some made-up movie called Widow's Peak. I assume it's made up,
but like at the same time, Time Cop's not made up.
No, I
like,
know.
Time Cop's a very real movie. So like maybe Widow's Peak is also a real movie. Oh, you
did
know
they
what?
Ever make like, IMDb on my phone. They should have made Prognosis Negative. Prognosis Negative.
Or Dr. Acula.
Yeah, or Rochelle. Wait, that movie is real.
From no, Rochelle is not real.
Rochelle's not real.
The erotic
tale
journey from Milan to Minsk is not real.
Okay, Breakfast at Tiffany's is definitely real though.
Breakfast at Widow's Peak is a real movie from 1994.
Oh, okay.
In 1934, an English widow
moves to
Widow's Peak Island. She befriends other widows and the son of one. Hostility escalates between her and an Irish spinster. That does sound terrible. Here we got Mia Farrow's in it.
Yeah, it sounds like a Mia Farrow movie.
And a bunch of people I don't recognize. I would way rather see Time Cop.
Yeah, John Claude.
The thing is, like, go Tom see Cruise. One and then go see the other. Like, hey, like, these movies are, like, both of these movies, Time Cop and Widow's Peak, probably going to be in theaters for more than 1 week. Let's see Widow's Peak tonight, and next Friday we'll go see Time Cop. That's how compromise works.
Or we'll see Weekend at Bernie's, too, for the third time.
Which was probably also around the same time. That would have been the perfect compromise. Fuck Widow's Peak and Time Cop. We're going to see Weekend of... I saw Weekend of Bernie's 2 in theater when I was like 12. Not even knowing that Widow's R. that Weekend of Bernie's was like an original movie. No, Weekend of Bernie's 2 was not rated R. I swear to God, I saw it in theaters when I was like 12. No one questioned me. They're going to see Weekend of Bernie's 2.
I guess there's not that... There's no swearing in it and there's no nudity in it. There's like a...
No.
There's sexuality.
Weekend of Bernie's 2, 1993, so I would have been 13. Where's the rating? Rated 4.8 out of 10, so it was objectively a terrible movie.
So it was objectively an amazing movie.
Where the fuck did they put the rating? I would figure it would be at the top. It's an adventure slash comedy slash fantasy.
It's got some racism in it.
Probably. It's 1993. If I zoom in on the movie poster, does it tell me what it's rated? No. What?
Why didn't IMDb
just put, oh, PG. There it is. It's PG. Not even PG 13.
You just needed some guidance from your parents and you were good to go.
Well, my parents probably dropped me and my friend Adam off. I remember I saw it with my friend Adam. I also, with Adam, saw around the same time My Girl. And that was, I think, the only time I've ever cried in a movie theater. Where's his glasses?
Interrupted made
he
me
can't
cry.
See without his glasses.
He's allergic to bees.
He's allergic to bees. Where's his glasses? He can't see without his glasses. She grew up in a funeral home and like is so muted and numbed to death. But then suddenly it's her friend who was killed by bees and she can't handle it. It's very upsetting.
Made a generation of little girls into goth chicks, I believe.
Possibly. Doom, 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 doom. I got sunshine.
Don't get us DCMA'd. I guess that would require people actually listening.
I think you have to play more than 12 notes to be DCMA'd. Do you ever see My Girl 2?
No, but doesn't she get fingered in the back of a Buick or something?
Probably. I don't know. I don't remember. I know it was bad.
I don't care. Then,
you've watched Veep, right?
Is that I watched My Girl? Is she?
Yeah, My Girl is Julia Louis-Dreyfus's like primary assistant in Veep. At least.
Oh, crazy!
I haven't watched all of the show.
I did watch probably five or six episodes of Veep. My wife was watching Veep for a minute too.
It's good stuff. Yeah, my wife is not super into Veep, so
it's a little. I like the concept, and I like Julia Louis-Dreyfus. It's a little dry, and it's a little bit like. From
you have to be
60.
Able to pay attention to it. You have to be able to pay attention and be like, oh yeah, American politics, that's fine.
It's like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but you like smart, like not as like lowbrow.
Yeah,
you know what true. I mean, does that make sense?
You gotta pay a little more attention. Like I can put on Always Sunny and like not even have my eyes
just
open
disassociate because exactly. That's what I do when that show's on.
Veep, yeah, you gotta kind of be able to pay attention. Like I know, like yeah, like we've probably watched the same amount of the show. I've watched like yeah, 4 or 5 episodes of it. Just like the beginning of the show, the vice president is just like really pushing the environmentally friendly disposable utensils.
Yeah,
I forget what the plan is called, but apparently, if you pay attention to that show, it's really awesome and really.
You want to wrap up this episode of Blossom Buddies, or do you want to talk about other shows we've been watching?
Veep villains. Where the fuck were? Yeah, let's talk about Blossom.
So
Carol doesn't want to see
Time Cop. Carol's on her OCD shit. She doesn't want to see Time Cop.
I wrote down in all caps. Carol doesn't want to see Time Cop. What is wrong with her?
Blossom and Kennedy play Barbies. I wrote Blossom and Kennedy play Barbies. I hate this shit. This is when they decided the movie after that. Nick doesn't want to see a
Carol
chick
go
film.
See Widow's Peak. But
I don't think you can say chick film anymore. Nope,
but Nick sure did.
But Nick and
but Blossom
Kennedy
and Carol
go
to see Widow's Peak together.
And Nick and Carol go to wallpaper a dollhouse.
Yeah.
And we get another moment where Kennedy's like, they're like, we're going to go see a girl movie. And she's like, you know, Kennedy's like, I don't want to be a girl.
I wrote down my next note for the next scene, and I don't remember this. I don't remember why I wrote this down, but my next note is Kennedy is brushing her teeth and it's funny? Question mark.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
The whole scene goes like this. Kennedy is brushing her teeth. Nick comes in. Oh, she spits and it's hilarious. That's the it's funny question mark, I think. She just spits and
it's
hilarious.
It's slightly funnier than a dog literally sitting there doing nothing but wearing a pirate costume.
Absolutely. I would say that's much funnier than
a little girl
spitting.
At this point, I hope the dog comes back. I want Winston the dog to come back so we can watch him sit there and do nothing while wearing, I don't know, a Supergirl cape. I don't fucking know.
So Kennedy asks Nick, this hurts me so much. Kennedy asks Nick for a dollop of water, and Nick says, is that a little bit of water and or a lot? And then in a like negotiating way, Kennedy's like, a lot of water. And Nick goes, well, you're not going to get that. And I'm like,
okay, a little bit of water.
I'm like, dude, give her as much. I get that you don't want her getting
out water. You're not giving her soda pop before.
Yeah, bed. Just give her the fucking big glass of water. It's good to be hydrated. Hydro homies. How much time do we got left on this podcast?
You don't. We have.
Talking about that made me mad.
We have 4 minutes left.
Okay, perfect.
You don't give an infant like a liter of water, but this kid's like six. Give her whatever she wants. She knows how to get out of bed and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night if she needs
to. Maybe there's a cut scene where she's having a bed peeing problem. I don't care. So we're in the kitchen. The ladies are talking. Nick comes in. He sees four women talking. They stop laughing. He's like, what are you laughing about? And he's like, I'm outnumbered. Fuck you, man.
You're outnumbered. You're a masculine person.
And then the bros come home and he goes and hugs them and he's like, yay, my boys are here. And the girls are just like, they're just talking shit about men, which is understandable because men suck.
Yeah.
And especially Nick.
Tony's here to try out mobiles, like children, like a little spinny thing
that goes over. Mobile for a child. Yep.
And Joey doesn't know how to do laundry, except he does. He asks Nick how to do laundry because he feels bad for Nick. He's like, no, I just came here to do laundry. But I felt bad for you, so I asked you how I
want
to
help me sort, buddy.
Yeah,
0 to 10.
And I wrote down actually, there is a
payoff.
Can we watch
that for the laundry bit at the very end during the credits that we'll get to after we get through this last?
There's a payoff for the laundry bit,
but yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Funny, I wrote down dishes. I don't know why I wrote down dishes.
Okay, so I'll tell you what happened here. Nick is a sexist.
That's true.
A misogynist, because he's all insecure about that, the fact that there's four women. He's outnumbered 4 to 1 women to men in his home now, and he's the one doing the dishes and Carol's drying, and Carol's got her own shit with the OCD stuff that's been going on. But he turns to her and says, hey, isn't this weird, the man doing the dishes?
Oh yeah.
And she's like, what? What are you talking about? I don't care. She had
the same reaction I did. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like Nick was he was trying to get brownie points for being a man who does the dishes.
I think it was the writer's room was having this problem with these old school writers still writing these bullshit, you know, gender rolled nonsense characters.
Ted Wass being the director of the show was just like, fuck you and your stupid writing.
Coming in and being like, no, it's the 90s. Like, remember how we used to say it's the 90s? Yeah. It's because it's the 90s. Really started.
I remember specifically. I specifically remember an episode of Perfect Strangers where I don't know what the premise of the whole episode was. Maybe there was one where they were going camping or whatever. But Larry was like, listen, Balky, like Jennifer and I don't remember Jennifer's roommate's name that Balky was dating. Like, they're women of the 90s. We need to treat them like women of the 90s. And Balky's all like, well, I don't know, cousin Larry, they're like 28 at the most. And Larry's like, that's women of the 90s, not women in their 90s.
That's a well-written piece of 90s comedy.
A better show than Boston.
Oh, hands down, because it was written for people our age.
And a way better theme song.
Yes. The show doesn't even have a theme song anymore. They took that away.
They're just from us. We don't need the theme song anymore. It's the 90s. We don't need a theme song.
It's so they can put more time in. Time
because like,
yeah,
we go fast forward to 2004. Lost comes out. The theme song to Lost is just.
Well, nowadays there's either super long themes for the prestige dramas, or there's super short themes for sitcoms and prestige dramas, and there's no in between. There's no like regular jingle. It's either like a minute and 80 seconds, 2 minutes and 20 seconds for the opening of like Westworld or like Lost, where it's like 10 seconds. But just to wrap this episode up here.
I think Lost was 10 seconds. I feel like Lost must have been 4 seconds.
Like 4 seconds. Most. To wrap this episode up at the end here, what happens is the girls leave. Nick and Carol are there in the kitchen still. Nick is being all weird still. He finds Blossom's backpack and the report that she got an A+.
Starts reading the report, which, as we've established, is essentially just her diary. So Nick is basically just reading her diary and is like, oh, but shit, he doesn't know. Have read that.
Well, he shouldn't have read that because of the fact that she talked shit about Carol before they became buddies. And then he's like, I'll go talk to Blossom. And Carol's like, no, I'll go talk to her. And she's cool. She doesn't read the shit, but they go and have a heart to heart. And it's basically like, Blossom's like, I just wanted to write something to express myself, but I wrote this before we became homies. And Carol's like, I get it. I had a stepmom too. Boom. Revelation. That's why I've got all these OCD problems. That's why I made sure that we kept that thread throughout the episode. Boom. They end up being fine. And during the credits, we find out that Joey's jockstrap got shrunken doing laundry, and he hits us with a huge whoa.
That's the end punchline. Okay, good episode. This is wrote down before the after or post-credit sequence, I wrote down, holy shit, this is actually a really nice ending. Blossom thinks Carol is a better parent than her own mom.
Yes. Also, that was a big
kind of like hit me in the heartstrings a bit. Being a new parent, Blossom was just like, "Hey, Carol, like you're like a really good parent," and like,
and also being in the club, like,
"Have you met my mom? Because she sucks."
The No Madeline's Allowed club that we're both members of. We're teetotalers. We're key card carrying members of.
And teetotalers.
So. No woes, no less. Well, this one felt more like a traditional Blossom episode in the end, but the getting there was rough.
I feel like last week's episode, like the wedding episode, it was just like an episode they had to get out of the way. They're like, we got to get Carol and Nick married. Let's get through this fucking shit. Like, they could have obviously done a better job with it, but so, this week they didn't have that pressure on them to get through like a wedding, for example.
So for Opinionations... Let me reiterate the question I asked you at the beginning of this episode. After we've talked about it, did you like last week's episode better or this week's episode better?
I think I like this week's episode better. It's rough having to watch two episodes in a row. Because like when you watch, by the time you watch the second episode, like you fucking hate it.
Yeah.
But I think objectively, I think that this episode was a better episode than last week's episode.
On the other hand, though, we don't have to think about Blossom for 2 weeks now. So... this has been Blossom Buddies. You can find us on all social media. We hope that you're thinking about Blossom Buddies when you're not listening to us, which you aren't. You can watch Disney. You can watch Blossom at Disney Plus, and you can find us on all social media.
Probably Hulu in the States or something. I don't know. It's probably on some other shit. It's not on Peacock.
But truly, thank you for listening.
You can also watch all the Star Trek shows on Netflix or Hulu or Crave. Handmaid's Tale. It's on Crave. You can watch that. It's on HBO Max.
Black Friday is on Crave. Black Monday.
Black Monday is on Crave. You can watch that show instead of Blossom if you want. Sunday nights on TLC. You can watch the current iteration of 90 Day Fiancé. I'm personally... The current season is the 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After.
I stopped recording.
I'm still recording, whatever.
Damn it. You've got the power. You've got all the power on that.
I got the power. It's getting kind of hectic. Damn. Let the band up.